Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Another morning on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your AM dial, 9:30 every Sunday morning. And it's good morning to you all out there listening, and I hope this is coming through you because I can't hear anything in my earmuffs, but it doesn't matter. Yes, Campa, you're on the phone there, mate. You're busy, are you, mate, or what? You've got the glasses on there. You look like Harry Potter, or someone said like a wanker.
I've always looked like that.
Corporate.
I've always had that angle covered.
Yeah, a wanker with glasses. Yeah, you look very smart. And we've also got three trees.
Good morning, everybody. How are we? Happy to be here.
Every day's a bonus. And we've got the Sparrow. Sparrow, you going to say something today?
Morning, everyone.
You might as well go now.
You see you later.
You got to say.
Point of order. Did we not correct his name last week?
Sparrow.
He's the woodpecker now.
He's in charge of the carpet. Well, I wasn't here that last week. You mightn't have noticed. But,
you mustn't listen. Huh?
You would have noticed with the ratings because, you know, now I'm here to bring him back up again. But anyway. Look, we have got a dispute going, and down in Tasmania we have got members in the Cascade Brewery down there, but we're going to cross to our organised down there, and his name's Mark Green. You there, Mark? Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. You've got the gorilla here, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. And how's it all going down there? You want to just briefly, in layman's terms, just explain what the dispute's all about, mate?
Yeah, mate. Okay. So after starting negotiations back in March this year, we've had about a dozen meetings. Nothing sort of been resolved. The Cascade Brewery basically seek to implement continuous production in its packaging area, which will require employees to relieve each other during meal and rest breaks. So in other words, they've got to work out a way to provide self-cover and do their own job, plus the person they're relieving.
Continuous work. In other words, continuous work, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So our members are sort of saying that they can do that.
Of course. Compensation.
100%.
Yeah.
And some safety protections and guardrails written into an EBA, which to date the Cascade Brewery and Asahi management have flatly refused to do. So,
safety. Oh dear.
Which is concerning in itself. Now, the boys aren't asking for much down there, really, to be honest. And
how many members we talked about down there, brother?
There's about 26.
Yep.
And yeah, they're all pretty staunch. You know, there's some new ones to this sort of behaviour, but at the end of the day, they've come along for the ride and they're supporting us. So yeah, so that side of things has been really good. The crew are staunch in their position that if the company, which has got a significant uplift if they get this. We'll see efficiencies run well in the sense of the 100% mark for them, and which will include profits in excess of six figures.
Yeah.
So, but they don't want to share that with the group and just ask for a more minimum allowance just for people in this packaging area to provide this self-flexibility model around their own brakes and to also then do the extra work, which currently has not happened.
And follow the ward. Follow the ward. You're not supposed to work any longer than 4 hours without a break and all those type of things. And
so that's correct. So they've previously had them working up to 6 hours, so we fixed that, and they've agreed to go with the TAS model, work surface safety model of 5 hours maximum. But that's just where they take their breaks, up to 5 hours, not at 5 hours, has been our stance. So
you'd think that wouldn't be too hard to sort out, would you? Wouldn't you, Mark?
Absolutely. It's a rostering thing, and the crew have been pretty flexible around it. But the company to date, they're refusing to budge on their current offer, which was in their last EBA that was voted down just this week. So it's been a successful couple of days for the crew. It's been stressful for them, but we're stuck fat so far, so I can see that continuing into the future. In a nutshell, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long has it been going up to there? How long?
We're in protected action currently at the moment. We're going into our third week on Monday.
Yeah.
And we've got a bargaining meeting scheduled at the request of the company next Wednesday between 9 and 11 a.m. So we'll see how serious they are about coming back to the table and being and behaving like adults, I guess you could say. And, you know, it's the old saying, isn't it? If you want to make money, you've got to spend money, and that's what they're going to have to do if they want this model to go. Otherwise, we're happy with a flat rate increase and no continuous operation. So that's their call.
I don't think what you're asking for is the sound of that. It's not unreasonable. It's not going to add a massive cost to the business, you know what I mean? Like, get more staff and schedule out breaks, you know? Yeah. People are entitled to have a smoker and lunch and coffee. It's all about fatigue management too. Like, you know, at the end of the day, 100%.
I'm shocked that they're pushing back on guardrails.
Especially.
Yeah, well, they absolutely are. And that's been a real concern for the group. They've been bitten over the last three EBAs around similar things. So we want some firm protection for our members going forward.
A company like this should be going above and beyond for safety, shouldn't they?
Yeah, safety is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Especially that you think they need enough beer, what they can get for around football finals.
Oh, no, coming up. Ooh, yeah. Might hurt them.
Well, it could be upsetting some A-grade drinkers over here, mate. And we've been known to put our shoulder to the wheel when this happens. We've had to sacrifice. We've got a couple out of Port Melbourne. We've got the A-graders down there. We might have to put a ban on Carlton. Carlton.
Not back on Coopers again.
Products. What did we drink last
Coopers,
time?
Coopers, that green.
One lager, stop. I know
I was drinking that red shit. Yeah. Remember, it was red.
Coopers, no, that a red. Green one? And a...
No, it was bloody. It wasn't Coopers. It was
was Goon?
some trendy fucking shit. It cost about $1,000 a fucking pot. but we're willing to do it. We're willing to say that's what we do over here, mate. The boys, an injury in the ones, an injury in the all, Mark.
Yeah, so I guess we'll work out what the next steps are going to be after Wednesday's meeting. But in the meantime, protected actions are continuing. There are three other unions on site, of which two of them have now also applied for a PAVO, a protected action ballot order, and two of those three want to join with us in our actions moving forward because they're getting mucked around the same way with their maintenance and electrical and plumbers and stuff down there. So it's a real concern. A real concern. Just because we're in Tassie, I mean, we're doing the same job, but we're not getting anywhere near the rates of pay that the Victorian crews are actually enjoying. So, you know.
Well, you wonder why that is. You're doing the same job, same, you know, same
pay.
Yeah, it's
100%.
There's a lot of pubs in Hobart, too.
There is, and they're about to run dry. Volumes are currently very low. So
beautiful.
It's a shame.
Geez, the way I see that, that's the easiest fix I've ever heard of. Anyway. Well, listen, mate, can you...
While we got you there, we might get an update on the stadium. What's going on down there with that?
the moment, I guess now that we've sort of formed some version of what a government's going to look like in Tassie, from what I'm hearing, it's looking positive as far as the Liberal coalition government's looking at what they want. The actual site itself's been prepared for it. There's been a lot of work happening down there since November last year. And basically, it's just the civil work's pretty well in place. They're nearly ready to start coming out the ground if they can actually get their act together.
Beautiful.
Happy days.
Great. All right, mate. Well, can you pass on the Concrete Gang's support to the members there? Tell them that, this will be on Sunday, but if they want to listen to it, they'll get it over there if you want to play it.
Yeah, awesome. What time Sunday?
9:30 every Sunday morning. You should know that, mate.
You can get it on Spotify.
8:55 on
you'll be sacked tomorrow for not knowing, mate.
Bro,
I'm in Tassie, mate.
Doesn't matter, mate. No excuse, mate. So anyway, tell the boys ever listen. Tell them we support 100%. Injury one's an injury all, as we said. And although Tassie, you're part of us. It's called Victorian Tasmanian branch, so it's part of us. So. Yeah, we're in it together, and if they can't fix that, they're kidding themselves, mate. Really, they're not. Honestly, they're having to take the piss out of us. Really,
our asks is not unrealistic in the big scheme of things.
Not at all. Yeah. I mean, so we'll do it. At the time we'll do a deal with the new stadium. It won't be Cascade. That'll pay the bills, sorry. All right, mate. Well, anyway, thanks for the report, mate. And as I said, regards to all the members down there, dare to struggle, dare to win. If you don't fight, you lose. See you, mate.
Check, mate. Bye.
See you, mate.
See you, buddy.
Hardly think that's a big call.
Nah. Unreasonable. It's not unreasonable at all.
It's amazing these multinationals, they don't want to spend bugger all.
And they've got safety concerns in there.
But I mean, they don't want to be soon to be, given, because they think that might be the start. They're just a joke. Yeah. Anyway, the money they're making.
Don't want to be seen to be giving them guide rails. They're
going to
be
No. Don't worry about it. They want
the highest, smaller blokes.
they want the staff to manage their own breaks. You know what I mean?
You don't need all 10 of those fingers. I reckon you can do it with 8.
And just on a sad note, we did give Chucky a send-off yesterday. It was probably the biggest funeral I've ever been. I don't know you blokes. I can't remember.
Massive.
Although, John Cummings or Normies or whatever. But it was a massive funeral out there, the Croatian church out at Sunshine. It's a great catch-up with all the Croatian boys we haven't seen for years. Blokes are retired, the old blokes and all that. Fantastic blokes. His wife, what a wife and Mazza, geez, what a couple of great speeches under bad circumstances. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
No, it was a good send off, and it was it just shows how much the bloke was respected. The whole community was there, really, wasn't it?
So many different nationalities.
So many people from different walks of life as well, what I mean? So, shout out to him, shout out to his family and,
At least the sun was shining for him. As well,
All right. What else we got, boys? We'll move on. We haven't got heaps today because we've got caught a bit short. But anyway, that's all good. Yes, the pump. There was another pump went over during the week.
Yeah, another pump went over. I think it was over the west. None of us went out there, but it was a non-union job.
Well, someone went out.
A couple of our guys went out there, but it was a non-union job. And the pump guy didn't have an EBA, but it doesn't really matter. It still went over, and it ended up landing on the smoko shed. So I don't know how someone wasn't killed. It's just unbelievable. But this is, I think we've had 2 or 3 incidents pretty quick succession with concrete pumps lately.
That's
so
what happens with pumps, doesn't it? So one goes, you get a 2 or 3.
And then they all keep going. But that just goes to show all our stewards. We've sent out a checklist to pretty much everyone. When the pump comes on, just go out with your checklist, make sure they've got all their paperwork, all the pipes have been tested and everything's been done, and the outriggers are on some solid ground. Even if you have to get a geotech, you've got to get a geotech, bad luck. And they can't be on the edge of a capping boom, which is what happened here, which we had an argument with Hamilton Marino probably 6 months ago about not putting the outriggers on the capping beam. They couldn't see why we didn't want it on the capping beam. Well, this is why. The whole pump went over onto the smoko sheds.
It's weird this when it comes to hydraulic rams and all this stuff, when you're putting out outriggers, people short-legging them.
Not putting them on bog mats or anything that,
Their argument was they didn't want to get half a road closure to move the pump over, Oh, we can't get it. Well, you can't pour. Bad luck. Wait till you get the everything's right in place, So I don't know how someone wasn't killed with this thing. It went over, landed on smoko sheds and... all the rest. It was just pure luck. But make sure when the pump comes out, we do all those checks, please.
Especially because they're not like a mobile crane either. They've got their arms. They've got so many bends in and all that. You know what I mean? So shifty the way.
And no one should be working under the boom either.
Well, you had one with the crane truck on the Cane's job the other day.
Yeah, the crane truck. Unfortunately, it was a subby to the actual main subby that was in there, and all the other trucks originally were all fine. They all met the standards. Everything was done. And then this one came in that was just completely buggered. It had actually on the, I don't know, it's a shout out to Keynes for doing the worst induction I've ever, plant induction I've ever seen in my life. He was handing me the sheet looking at it, and it was the service and maintenance record. He goes, yeah, but it's all ticked. But he wasn't looking at the boxes that were ticked. The box that were ticked said, must replace now.
And I'm not let this on any job.
Subframe was one of them. The crack in the subframe, which for people who don't know, it's the crane. When it's mounted to the truck, obviously it's a separate piece of plant. That is actually what's holding the crane.
Broken.
That was cracked. And then safety warning system.
Had a couple of lifts left, didn't he?
Yeah, and the safety warning system was faulty and needed fixed.
I thought we pretty much banned crane trucks anyway.
Yeah,
didn't we?
I thought.
Yeah. Oh, that's another ongoing.
Well, we don't know the driver's credentials or anything.
Another
like
ongoing
that.
Argument, but yeah. Anyway.
Let's just get rid of them.
All right. So far, so good. Campo, we're going to cut to a track. What have we got, mate?
What do we got? We have got...
can't see through the glasses.
Can't see through the glasses, sorry. I sent
a little bit of fog.
Cold Chisel, Cheap Wine, because obviously there's a movie about Cold Chisel out at the moment.
She died, but on a needle she was crucified. Baby, that was years ago. I left it all behind for my cheap wine and a three-day pub. Cheap wine and a three-day pub. Come on, come on, come on.
And there it was, Jimmy Barnes.
And he's got a tell-all story coming out.
Another one. He's got books. He's got
It was actually, they pronounced it as a movie that's coming out, and it's going to be on 7 Plus in a couple of months.
What's left to tell?
He's milking that a bit, isn't he?
What's left to tell? He got his toenails clipped at the weekend.
All right. What are we going to talk about? Yeah, one thing we remind us is white cards. Is people were going around, they told us, from the tower crane meeting yesterday, the lady that represents the master builders. I mean, hello, that's been going on for ages. We know who it is, the white cards. So there's people,
forging the numbers on the white
cards. And the photos. Yeah. So keep an eye out for that,
So there's a bit of that going on. People trying to get inducted on jobs.
I think we don't have to tell you, who it is, but, just... If you're a steward out there, just keep an eye on all that stuff.
Anyone needs white cards, we're doing for our training unit.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think she was saying there's a link you can go to check them to make sure the numbers match.
Yeah, we'll have to find that out. It's probably not a good idea bringing it up. We don't know where it is, but anyway.
Come on.
It's not the first time we've done that.
Come on, Trace.
No, we're good at that. C-Bus Bus.
C-Bus. So C-Bus, the government's brought down legislation and it's been in the pipelines for a long time. So as of the 1st of July 2026, C-Bus has to get paid with your wages. So
hang on, just need a check. Have we run all this through Buzzer? Because Buzzer's our check man on the
I didn't go to the Buzzer. I went to the cricket.
The
Grasshopper, sorry.
Well, the cricket.
The cricket.
Well, yeah, Buzzer's our man, mate.
Oh, so anyway.
Cutting him out of a job.
So, I think it's a good thing because it gets out of control, doesn't it? Paid at the same time as wages. So each week after the 1st of July 2026, your super gets paid the same time you get paid your wages.
This would be a good thing till all these government jobs aren't getting paid at weekly and they're not working.
Yeah. But saying that, the government hasn't brought the legislation for Leave Plus, which is a government-run fund.
And that's the biggest one. So
what's the difference?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah, so keep an eye on that as well. What else we got here? We've got the new organisers got started.
Yeah, Sean Daly.
I just need to go to tour, boys. You blokes keep going.
We've got Matty Powell.
Yep. So Sean Daly started as civil in the civil sector. Matty Powell started in the construction sector. And Neville...
Bartos.
Bartos.
Nev.
Nev has started in the manufacturing...
Yeah. Off-site stuff.
So, yeah.
Nev was our long-time shop steward out at CSR. The Plaster Mob at Yarraville.
Oh, that's right.
So we had a bit of a dispute there a while ago. Nev was...
CSR, Knuff, is that the same thing?
Head shoppy out there, so... He's a well-respected bloke in that offside world, and you know it's good. And we need to beef up that offside world. You know, obviously we lost Kylie, which she did have a crack.
Big loss.
So, and we got a few more coming on as well. They're the three we know of at this stage, but there's a couple more coming on because they're still doing a couple more interviews, I think, or whatever. So that's pretty good.
Commiserations, gentlemen.
Now the gorilla's gone. What are we going to say, boys?
Yeah, what have we got?
We should
have a new host, maybe.
There's a bit of we've had a bit of an issue down at Geelong with, and I think that you've had a run-in with this mob too, haven't you, Sparrow?
Pittard,
not Pittard.
G-Force, yeah, G-Force. I don't know. I'm not really 100% sure where the go is, but like builders like to use this G-Force for their social procurement. They get sort of
they run apprentices through them and all that.
Yeah, apprentices and all that. But we found them on a social housing job probably 3-4 years ago. They were on the same job as all our members getting paid, not even a third of what our members were getting paid. And it just became an absolute disaster. And the government pushed this company for some reason.
They're pushing all the builders to use it.
And then the builders probably playing it a bit too. They say, oh, the government's pushed us to use it. So you never really know the truth. But either way, these people are getting shit wages and they're not getting all their entitlements. So.
And the other thing is, like, I know it's come up with the apprentices down in Geelong, and there's had a heap of issues because they run the apprentices and, like, apprentice training and all that, and they're just getting the boys out there to just be labourers, really.
And so if you have G-Force on your job, let your organiser know so we can get onto it, because it's just, if we don't stop it, it's just going to get worse and worse.
It's just going to balloon out.
And it seems to be on all government jobs.
I can't understand why apprentices, they should be direct to the employer.
To the employer.
Higgins Painting should have the apprentices direct, you know what I mean?
I know, not through a third party. Not in our union anyway. We like them all direct. I know others have like apprenticeship schemes and all that sort of stuff where they come from, what are they called? Like
group training schemes.
We don't have that. We want them direct employed with their employer, not subbied out.
And actually getting used to actually do a trade.
Because you don't know how the apprentice is getting treated. You could be working for two or three different employers a week. You don't know where he's at or she's at.
It was meant to be doing carpentry.
And then it makes it hard to keep up with their schooling, making sure they're going to school and passing everything.
I remember years ago I dealt with a company called All Trades, and they had all apprentices through them. We had people come out of their thing 4 years or 3 years into it with All Trades, and couldn't even hang a door, couldn't do nothing.
Those apprenticeships, a few of them have gone under in the past, and they've lost all their entitlements and all that stuff as well.
Yeah, the apprentices should be direct employed. They shouldn't be going through apprentice group training schemes and all that, because otherwise they get just treated like cheap labour.
Yeah, exactly right. So if anyone with G-Force, let your organiser know as soon as possible, please.
And we got the master back.
Good job. All right, we're going to move on to the scallywags. Simmel's the first one up.
Still dragging their feet with the EBAs.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of coming to the table and talking to us, but they like dropping people's names and saying they've got the okay and the all clear to do certain things.
Of course they do.
I tell you what, there's one bloke's name getting dropped all over the joint, isn't it?
ACT, they're putting a big performance up there at
the Jobs
up
Summit.
Canberra and the Jobs Summit. Walked in with nothing and come out with less.
What did they actually put on the table?
Nothing. AI and...
They
want to get rid of
They were just filling up the glasses, you know, with the water and doing the coffee and tea.
They weren't working from home, do they?
They're whinging, they're outnumbered, apparently.
Sookie Lala, Cascade Brewery, very ordinary performance down there.
We might have to start drinking some cheap wine.
Yeah.
Cheap wine, we might. Yeah. And I think, you know, the boys down there are doing a great job. But, I mean, that's just, I mean, when's enough enough?
Yeah, I know.
Millions and billions of money these
if you can't make money out of a brewery, please.
These multinationals are making.
That's all they drink. Every pub's Cascade over there, you know.
They're loyal to their brand.
Yeah. Loyal to their workers.
Yeah. All right, so Scallywags, I reckon ACT, you.
Yeah.
I mentioned them.
Come in with nothing and left with
a few weeks off.
Left with less.
Yeah.
Sookie Lala, well, the Cascade Brewery.
Has to be Cascade.
The only one there.
Wages and safety.
Sookie about guardrails.
And a bad time, right, the football finals time. You know, they want plenty of beer. We don't mind changing.
They just start learning their history.
We do a little
well,
bit.
Well, we took a little bit. I got accused of not doing it. I had the whole pub in Port drinking. Oh, they used to look at me. They all went, no, the pub's drinking on the slide.
Well, man, I'd be having a stroke. He would have run out. He'd listen to this and run out and buy a pallet.
He bought it before the campaign.
All right, so we'll give that to Cascade Brewery. All right, we got anything else?
Can I just do a shout-out to the boys at Adam Brown at the Basketball Centre, especially the Deconstruct boys are doing a top job out there, and to a long-time listener and big fan, Alex Brown.
And
he's Bryant, I think his name is, yeah, and he's a big fan of the Concrete Gang, apparently, big fan.
And we've got a shout-out to the Chief. He's trying to give Dale some pointers on his new role coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The old
downward dog, Brucey, he's giving Dale some pointers, making sure he's up to speed for his new job.
Getting very close to management there.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough shit. We go at the same old way, dare to struggle.
Yeah, you win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
That's good morning from a Concrete Gang camp. But what are we going out with?
We're going with the Goannas Solid Rock.
Oh, that's one of my favourites.
That big Goanna.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.